The COVID-19 pandemic has created what some would call a perfect storm in the auto industry. With production levels dropping due to the uncertainty in 2020, we're seeing a backlog in supply and increased competition in the fight to return to normal in 2021. Assistant part manager at LKQ Gainesville, Alec Hefter, says he saw a little bit of a dip in his inventory, but has been able to keep a stable number of about 930 cars. However, he's been more reliant on people in the community than dealerships for this.
One thing, it has been a little bit harder for us to buy cars from more like established businesses like auctions and dealerships and things like that, just because they're trying to handle their own business as well.
Hefter says he hasn't been able to get cars through auctions in a while.
We used to buy a lot more vehicles through the auctions, but actually with a lot of the stimulus money that people were receiving, the auction houses were insanely busy, so it's been hard for us to get auction cars just because the prices have been driven up like crazy.
President of Vemo Auto Auctions in Gainesville, Bruce Neal, also thinks the stimulus checks are partly attributed to the increase in prices at auctions. He believes what we're currently seeing in the auto industry is
just good old supply and demand. The new car industry is our used car factory, so to speak, and because the new cars are in short supply because of the chip not being produced, it has driven the prices up just because of the supply has been tight and demand has been high because of the stimulus checks and people being in for COVID, and now they're getting out.
The chip he's talking about is a microchip. That's one of the final pieces added to a car during production that controls the critical functions and modern demands of a vehicle. Neal's inventory has been down, but staying steady. Before the pandemic, he had about 225 cars in the auction and was selling around 60% of them. Now, he only has about 150 cars, but is selling almost 75%. With his auctions being simulcasted, dealers don't have to be in person to bid on cars, which allows for more bids and cars to go faster. Co-owner of Tomlinson Motor Company, J.D. Tomlinson, is used to getting some of his inventory from Neal's auction. He normally goes into an auction looking at 20 cars and leaves with 8. But now, he's only leaving with 1 because of increased prices and competition.
We're seeing a lot of rental car companies. Not only are they not selling cars, which they typically are, they're turning their fleet over, but they're buying cars. And now, people that we've historically bought cars from are at the auction buying cars competing against us. So that has also driven prices up. I looked at an auction this morning and Hertz was buying all the cars.
Tomlinson says it's hard for smaller dealers to compete with large rental car companies because they have a bigger budget to spend on cars, which also drives up prices at auctions. This has caused him to go to more in-person auctions in search of cars outside of his normal local sources. Tomlinson says he just has to be smart and work a little harder.
We can't afford to make any mistakes, so we like to look at the car, put our hands on the car, smell the car, you know, make sure it is what it's supposed to be. You can look at online condition reports, but, you know, we're a little bit old school in that we want to look at it ourselves and make sure we know what we're bidding on.
Neal thinks it'll take at least 6 months for things to go back to normal, but is making it work until it does.
The dealers, they've been concerned because prices have been so high and they're concerned about the inventory, but we're working through it.
Tomlinson is used to having his inventory at about 200 cars, but these days he only has about 100. Even though his inventory's been cut in half, Tomlinson says they're still doing fine.
Dealers have still been okay because prices have gone up, so what they are selling, they're making a little bit more money on, but with half the cars, half the selection, it affects volume.
Tomlinson has seen an increase in people looking to buy cars, like recent high school graduates in need of a vehicle before leaving for college, but they're hesitant.
The desire there to buy cars, but I think between the lack of selection, because inventories are low, that has driven up prices. So a lot of people are turned off by the fact that they don't have the choices they're typically used to seeing, and prices are relatively high to what they should be.
Tomlinson believes that as long as there's still a shortage, prices will still be inflated. His advice to those looking to buy a car right now?
The good news is their trades are worth more. Interest rates are still good. There are cars out there. Just shop around. Make sure you know what you're looking at. Just be a smart shopper and don't be afraid to do your homework, and you'll be fine.
Gabriela Mercurio, WUFT News.